Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Ah, yes.
Where the love light
you can be at a home before Christmas, but, and I know Joe just loves it when we play this really early. If you want to be in a home before Christmas, you got to get active and get to going
early.
Right now.
Really, this isn't all that bad. We have a sister station that is already playing wall-to-wall Christmas.
Wall-to-wall?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not ready for that until Thanksgiving.
Isn't that hard to believe?
Can't do that. Anyway, but
just a
gentle reminder that if you do wish to be at a home before the holidays, best to get to getting because
right.
It's going to take you a while to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And not even that if you don't care about the holidays. If you want to be or need to be for tax reasons or just personal reasons, need to be in a home by the end of the year, you really do need to be in the process of looking right now.
Yeah. Because today is what, November?
13 today?
13. So,
yeah.
So you got like 45
almost
days halfway, to get into a home before the end of the year.
Yeah. And an escrow is typically 30 days. If some lenders can do it in like, 17 days, 21 days.
No
yeah. But we don't want to get you in that stressful of a situation.
Yeah. So if you are looking, you got about 2 weeks left to get really going. Because by the time you find something, which is going to be a little bit difficult to find because of the shortage of inventory, but there's reasons why you should look during the holidays and during the wintertime, and we have the top 10 reasons why you should do that.
Yes, we do.
And then we also have the reaction, obviously, to our new president, Mr. Trump.
President-elect.
Which I still cannot say in belief. But regardless, so the 71% of the people out there in the county who voted for Hillary.
so we're speaking to it.
Yeah, we're speaking to you guys. But so we shall see what happens. But we have some kind of like, not really predictions, but some things that may... people are kind of looking at for a Trump presidency regarding housing.
Right. And this is based on, things that came up throughout his
campaign.
Campaign. I was trying to think of the word.
Or his tweet campaign.
Yeah. And so obviously these, things can change and people say one thing during a campaign and don't necessarily.
You're kidding me. Not a politician.
So based on some of the things that he has, that he has said and presented as policy that he would put in place, we're going to talk about how that's going to affect or could affect the housing market. And then another, real true thing that has actually happened is the interest rates have gone up. So we'll talk about that and what's up with that. And hopefully that's a temporary little
Before we do that, how does somebody get a hold of us?
You can give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350. NoDumbQuestion@gmail.com is a great way to get a hold of us. Throughout the week or during the show, because we had been tying up my phone with Facebook Live, but now we're going to be using Mike's phone. We are not yet on Facebook Live this morning. Or the transition is a little bit delayed. So you can't see us on Facebook Live, but you can go to our Facebook page, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Yep.
And
you will see us, though.
You will see us.
We're doing a whole new different thing here on the show. What we do is we have a very cool, like, iPhone camera that goes on instead of a wide-angle lens so you can see the whole studio and maybe even Joe. I don't know about that, but you'll be able to see the whole. It's a wide angle lens. Plus, we have a kind of a different microphone. We're going to be thinking about doing so. We're going to make the Facebook Live a really integral part of the show.
Yeah, because it hasn't been. It's been just kind of a look at us standing here talking, and you can't hear half of it. But
so we'll probably have to go to lavalier mics and all sorts of stuff. We have a boom mic now, which is not really doing its job. So we're kind of like going through this, and we're going to get it down. So
bear with us. But in the meantime, you can listen to the show.
Listen
live.
Well, I guess you have to do that with the radio, don't you?
Sorry, I didn't finish my thought. You can listen to the show online at KSRO.com, which is always streaming live on all the shows. What? Are you making faces at me?
You're saying that you can listen to the show, but if anybody is hearing you say that, they are listening to the show.
They are. Well, you're right. Okay, right. But no, if you say you're leaving, you know.
She's getting still used to the concept of radio, Joe. Yeah.
No. What? Okay. I meant like, you know, some other day when you're not sitting in front of your radio, or if you're in a pocket or an area or out of the
podcast we have on KSRO.
No, KSRO is always streaming live online. So if you can't pick it up at 1350 AM
on the radio
and 103.5 FM, you can go on your computer.
And if you want to listen to the show afterwards,
then you can go to the podcast, which is also KSRO.com.
Yeah.
And there are podcasts of the shows, and Joe will put a title up so you kind of know, and a date, so you know which show. But no, my point was, I mean, you can listen if you're out of the country and you say, you know, the real estate hour's on. I should probably listen. Gosh, I wish I could pick it up on the radio.
Yeah, I'm in Paris on vacation,
darn it.
And I think I'll listen to the real estate hour.
Which we've done. So, yeah. I mean, you know, you can listen. You can stream live. So I'm talking to the broader audience. Or if you, you know, obviously, if you're listening on the radio, you'll know now that if you're out of the area, you go on vacation, you're going to miss the real estate hour. You can find it anywhere.
But you can do what I do. I listen to the radio on the on my computer all the time.
I know.
So I have Sirius XM, and I have the Bloomberg, and I have KSRO
right.
on there.
Exactly. So I do the same thing.
Yeah. It's much more. Fidelity is much more better with, like, when you have really good computer speakers and that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Well, okay, anyway. Cool. So did you tell them the number to call?
Yes. In case you forgot, because it was so long ago, 707-636-1350.
There you go. Okay, what happened to the interest rates? Well, we had, you know, the reaction to the Trump presidency, you know, was, you know, we saw it in the stock market, but it lasted temporarily, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But the bigger issue, you know, was what happens when the markets get scared and they usually run, you know, or people sell off things. So the 10-year Treasury, which is pretty much kind of shows you where the interest rates are going, shot up like a rocket.
Yeah.
And, you know, blasted through. We had a long time Treasury was what, like 1.85, and it shot over 2. So that pushed us over 4%. So you can see, guys, you know, how dramatically, you know, interest rates can take off. I think they'll probably settle down with the reaction to the reality sits in that Trump is now the president. Elect or president, what do you call it?
Will be, yeah, president-elect. He president, will, yes,
be
will
in
be
60
president.
Days or something like that. So, but the, yeah, the thing is
closer.
What's that?
Christmas is
closer.
Yeah. But anyway, so the thing is that we see some instability in the marketplace. You saw the stock market, it went down, then it shot right back up, and it's done fine. I heard a great conversation yesterday with Warren Buffett, and it was on CNN, and they were listening. They had like 4 different segments, and he was talking about, you know, what he feels about Trump being president. And he goes, hey, look, you know, I always stand by the president, and the economy is the economy. It's not really going to be one president can't really destroy it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there are some presidents that can save it.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, he talked about when we came out of when Obama took over, the mess that was left to him. And, you know, we managed to get through that. But he, you know, some of the things he was talking about, what Trump was saying, he's going to deliver 4% GDP. And he just thinks that's kind of silly. Gross domestic product.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Using acronyms here.
Everyone's GDP.
Because right now we're about 2%. And Buffett's great because he goes, compound that. That looks great in 10 years. You know, so that's how Warren's always the optimist.
Yeah, and he was a big Hillary supporter.
Oh, huge Hillary supporter, yeah.
But he's going to talk.
And it's so funny because
He
was talking about his tax returns. And he has every tax return since he started paying taxes when he was 13 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And he still has them.
Every single one of them.
Every single one of them, you know. So if you want to see mine, let me know. But anyway, so he was kind of interesting to see his optimism. So, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloomers out there. But, you know, the economy is the economy. We shall see what happens. You know.
Yeah.
Worldwide, it's definitely a more conservative world out there right now. I mean, a lot of backlash and a lot of people that were taken back by this. My good friend, who's a political scientist, we were chatting at lunch, and I said, you know, I just really have a bad feeling about this because look at Brexit. Look what the Brexit was all about, taking back countries, stopping immigration.
Mm-hmm. It's very similar.
Yeah, very similar. And this is kind of the same way. Let's shut the doors. Let's hunker down and get them high-paying jobs back, Mr. Trump, which is not going to happen, but we shall see what he will do. But, I'll be as optimistic as Warren Buffett. I'll see what happens. I'll wait and see what happens. Anyway, so right now the
30-year fixed, which is what most people.
This is conforming.
Right, conforming, which means it's not a jumbo. It's right. Just it's up to 4.17. It has gone up over 4.125. If you want to go the FHA route, you can still be under 4 at 3.875. VA is even a little lower than that at 3.625. But 3.625 is what the fixed rate was, last week.
Yeah, but for FHA, though, it was 3.25.
It was 3.25. Yeah, and VA, I know. So
now, if you were tight at 3.25 and you were qualified, you need to go back to your lender, and sometimes if you've been really, really tightly qualified, a half a point throws you out of the market.
Exactly. And so, right, so maybe you were qualified to look at, a certain priced home, and now you're going to have to cut your price down a little bit or wait, see what happens before you lock in.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to cut it short right now because we have a break.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk more about the rates.
Yeah, and we'll set up our Facebook Live thing, hopefully, and we'll be right back after these words.
1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO, winner of both the Edward R. Murrow and Mark Twain Awards for Best Newscast in the West.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Should you be addressing one of those questions you're afraid to ask? Is my retirement plan in good shape, or am I in trouble? With people living longer and longer these days, what is the best plan for you to not outlive your retirement income? Local financial advisor Pat Petucci will discuss questions like those and other timely financial issues as he hosts Your Financial Life every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
I'll be home for Christmas.
Yes, we are back. Weather, it's the Real Estate Hour. And if you want to get in home before Christmas, you'd best get to getting. Because it's going to take, that was an abrupt, close. You got to, put it down easy. Feather it off. Anyway, so if you want to get it home before Christmas, you'd best to get to getting. Right now, we're going to chat about some of the Trump effect on housing. And this is, not really premature, but it's kind of like what people are thinking based on what his policies were. The last time we actually had a president who was really into real estate was Washington and Jefferson. So it's been a while, all right?
You got the bookwork for that?
I beg your pardon, the bookwork?
The records for that?
Well, not the records, but they were.
History.
excuse me. They were, you know, they were kind of the last presidents who really had large land holdings. Though, you know, Mitt Romney has some property and this kind of stuff. But you know, Trump is definitely the guy who's in the real estate. You know, it'd be kind of interesting to see if he just doesn't stay at the White House, but he stayed at his hotel right down the street. That'd be kind of fun. But so what we're looking at, is, you know, and like we talked about, the interest rates. And right now, you know, the way the 10-year treasury, and that is the kind of the key thing that you need to follow. And because that's going to kind of indicate to you just where rates are going. And, you know, we went from a nice low 1.85, and this is just, you know, in the last week, it shot all the way up to 2.15. So it was very, very cool. Hold on one second. We're still working on our Facebook thing here. Allie's doing her job. The other way, Allie. The other way. The other way. The other way. The other way. You got to go the other way. There you go. Okay. Anyway, so this is live radio. Here we are, and we're still playing with this thing. Okay. So the 10-year treasury just took off like crazy, and you know, we flirted with the really low. You know, if you look at the going back like 5 years, back in 12 was the lowest we had. It was like 1.3 or something like that, and that had us at those really low interest rates. You know, in the low threes. Well, you can see what happens. Okay, because right now the way the rates are, you know, they've definitely spiked hugely. It'll be kind of interesting to see what happens next week if they start, you know, declining, because the government is getting used to, you know, they're going to kind of track what effect the Trump presidency is going to have on the economy. But you know, we saw that change in the stock market. It went up, and then all of a sudden, then it broke through and went higher. Then the 10-year treasury is definitely, you know, something to look out for. So if you're getting a loan, you know, you better talk to your lender, and they may be just, you know, holding back and all that kind of stuff. But if you had to lock in this week, oops,
yeah,
you know, you kind of got stuck.
Right. And that, I don't think that, am I on the wrong microphone?
No, you're not. Yeah, I can't hear you. She's not on. There you go.
There I am.
She's asleep at the wheel.
There I am. Hey, by the way, we're on Facebook Live now with the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. You could see us live on
with our wide angle lens.
I have to go back and make sure I'm not completely blocking Mike.
Yeah.
But anyway.
We could have Joe take a look at it for you.
Yeah, Joe, take a look at it for because we have it turned so that we can't see it now. So what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, locking in. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize. So you go to your lender, you get a quoted interest rate.
It's a good view, but if Allison moves too much farther, she's
we won't see Mike at all.
Yeah.
You can always do this and put your mic way back.
No, but then it's in Mike's face. Yeah. No. Okay.
That's okay.
Let's do that during the break.
Anyway, so let's just get on with the show. Okay.
On with the show.
Who cares
that we're on Facebook Live? Right. Anyway, so you go to the lender, you get a quoted interest rate, and that's based on what the interest rate is, you know, that day. Mm-hmm. Interest rates fluctuate, as you know, if you listen to the Real Estate Hour. Or anything else, but at some point you can lock in an interest rate, and it's a little tricky. And there's times you can do it, and times you don't want to do it yet, or are not able to do it yet. But this wouldn't be a good week, I don't think, unless anyone's predicting maybe it could go up. You know, so it's hard to know. It's, you know, talk to your lender and see what they're hearing, because they've got a real ear to the door. They're paying attention.
Same thing, because there's a lot of models they use about when you should lock, what the percentages are if you lock this week and this type of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody who would lock you into a 4 unless you were really tight at 4 and 4 was your max.
Yeah, and they're afraid if it goes up.
They're afraid if you go up, you're not out of the market, or you have to sell it for a lot less house. So, but these are the things, you know, any buyers out there right now, if you were tightly qualified, you better go back to your lender. You know,
yeah, because you could have lost a little bit of ground as far as what you're able to purchase or how much money you need to come in. And that's really only if you're really tight. You know, if you were really just barely qualified at, say, you know, 500 or, you know, I guess it would be less than that because it's up to 417. Yeah. So, you know, anyway, so if you were really tightly qualified,
right.
Go talk to your lender.
Yeah.
Because
so then also, you know, they're talking about some of the regulations, and we had Dodd-Frank, which was pretty much the, you know, started the whole TRID thing, you know, and it just has strong regulations on lenders. Which I still believe we should have. You know, I mean, if you give lenders the right that they had before, they'll loan money again. They don't care. You know, they're going to loan it out to anybody they can. So the thing is that, you know, we really want to see that if that stays intact. And I don't know if Trump will do that. But the bigger issue are the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because, you know, the Republicans have not been very, very you know, kind to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They think they're kind of a government debacle. A lot of people think they should disappear. Well, if we do that, then you're looking at one of the primary lending recyclers of money in the nation. So I don't know what's going to replace that.
Yeah,
you know, so scary. That's something that's a little scary that, you know, we're going to have to modify, you know, because right now we have a Republican House and Senate plus a Republican, you know, president. So it's you know, you have that kind of power. God knows what that'll happen.
Yeah. Well, Trump had spoken previously about eliminating Fannie and Freddie. So
I know. Yeah.
And that's why.
And they're actually coming up for funding again in a couple of years. So it should be interesting to see what happens there. But the whole Dodd-Frank thing, you know, if lending does get easier now, I think it could be somewhat easier. But
yeah.
I don't want to see it go back to the days of yesterday, you know, when, you know, oh, no, who needs regulation? We'll watch ourselves. Right, wrong.
Right, yeah.
If anything, we found out that if there's laissez-faire government, which is no regulations at all, we're not going to make out very well.
right. And, you know, you think the prices are high now. I think what's keeping our prices from, you know, and why we've continuously said we're not in a bubble is because of the regulations, the lender regulations that's keeping people, you know, you're qualified for what you're truly qualified for. There's not the stated income loans. And
right.
Although I think there are a couple coming back, the, you know, no money down loans, you know, all of that, that made it super easy to borrow for people that really had no business borrowing that much money and buying houses that pricey, we're buying them anyway, you know, yeah. And that's then you start seeing the deferred maintenance and then yep. people can't make their payments.
It's there for speculation. That's why they're doing it. So when you looked at the market back in, you know, when it crashed in, you know, 2007, 2008, it was a totally speculative marketplace because people were getting loans very easily, mm-hmm. buying a house, holding on to it for a year, making, you know, 15, 20% on it. They had nothing down, so mm-hmm. the return on investment was just pure, you know, cash.
Yeah.
And they were given 110% loans when they bought their houses.
Oh, yeah, so 125%. Had, you know, I bought my house in 1997, the next year, everything just started going up, and I'm getting, you know, my lender's going, well, boy, the prices are really
yeah.
And I'm looking and going, it's worth what now? And then, you know, the next time you hear it's worth even more. And they were just, you know, skyrocketing. Yeah, and then
right.
people were pulling money out and
yep.
doing fun things. So we all got yeah. into trouble, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah. Well, and that's just what they're saying, is that we don't need to get more relaxed, guys. I mean, and the good thing about this market has been it's been fairly what I call organic. It's been people are having to qualify for their loans.
Right, yeah.
They're having to put money down.
Yeah.
Right? So
they're getting a house that they can really afford.
Yeah.
And they can afford to do the maintenance that comes along with that. And I think that we really got in trouble with that.
Yeah. Now, granted, some people may say that, well, you know, because there's all the Dodd-Frank requirements on it, not that many people can qualify. So you don't have that many sales, right? A lot of people can't put their houses on the market because they can't qualify for a loan. So they can't sell theirs to buy another one. So there's kind of a, you know, like a, you know, dog chasing its tail. But the thing, what, you know, we're trying to do is try to ease into it. You don't want to go back to the days of yesterday. So we'll see what Mr. Trump does about regulation. Republicans don't like regulations at all. I mean, there's something to be said about too much regulation,
mm-hmm.
Which we see quite a bit on just the day-to-day county goings on. And then, you know, they talk about federal programs. We chatted about that. But the, like, things like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Mm-hmm. Okay, affordable housing.
Yeah, you know, those type of things, they may be up for grabs. And then they also talk about the kind of the sacred, you know, homeowner, and that's the interest rate deduction.
Right.
So we're going to take a break for the news and come back, talk about that and why many people think that may be going away. and why it would be going away. It's kind of a coastal phenomenon. We'll talk about that when we continue. Our call-in numbers, 636-1350, 636-1350. Right back after these words.
Where the love light gleams, I'll be home for...
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Steve Kerr, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
President-elect Donald Trump getting a lot of input from insiders. A source familiar with the conversation confirms to ABC News in the past hours that Mitt Romney and Trump spoke. Campaign manager Kellyanne Conway just said that Trump has taken phone calls from Carly Fiorina, Ohio Governor John Kasich, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. Trump advisor, longtime friend Rudy Giuliani on ABC's This Week, is asked about the possibility that he's being considered for Secretary of State or Attorney General.
Whatever I want to be, I'll discuss with the president-elect. That's the best way to do it, not to create more rumors. That's between him and me.
About three quarters of those in a new ABC News Washington Post poll say Trump is the election's legitimate winner, but more of his supporters feel that way than others. His top 40 charting hits include Tightrope and Lady Blue. Leon Russell sang, wrote, and produced some of rock's top records. Known for white hair covering much of his face and going down his back, Leon Russell has died at 74. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home, and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Mostly sunny skies today, topping out at 72, 67 on the shores. Clear skies tonight, low 50 inland and on the coast. A few clouds for Monday at 72 degrees, 66 in Bodega Bay. Blue skies for Tuesday at 71, 67 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas. If only.
La 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 la.
There you go. Okay. We were playing that for our Facebook fans. And sometimes you can't.
So you know what we're talking about.
Anyway, so welcome back to the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We are the Kelly Norman Team. We are two hard-working realtors with Keller Williams Realty, the largest real estate company in the nation. And, you know,
we're in the world.
In the world, actually.
In the world. It's in the world. It is in the world.
Maybe in the world.
We are.
But if you ever need a referral to any, you know, place in the country or overseas, we have offices in London. In parts out
Dubai,
there.
Dubai, Turkey.
Yeah, all those kind of places. Just give us a call and we can find a really good KW agent for you. We'll call them first. We'll make sure they're qualified. We'll make sure they follow up.
Yeah, some we already know.
Some we already know and we can refer them to you. Mm-hmm. But then also locally, you know, we're meeting with a client today who called, I think he called off the ads that are on KSRO because KSRO is very generous about running our real estate ads. So we're glad to have you listening to the show. We've been doing this now for over 20 years. I've been doing it for over 20 years.
The show.
Yeah, the show. And Allison's a fairly newcomer here. So,
although I think it's been like 4 years now.
You're a newcomer.
Yeah, that's
Come
a
on.
Newcomer.
Relative
and
to my term.
And this is the show where I've been selling real estate now for, 11 years. And then you are, 50-something, 38 Ooh. Years? Where are you? How many years? You started in 78?
78. Thank you very much.
So you're
Thank
coming you. Up on...
That's fine. Let's not dwell on that.
Yeah. Well, I think, that should be something to be proud
okay,
of.
Okay, so we're talking about the Trump presidency.
Yes, we are.
And
how it might affect the housing market.
Might affect the housing market. And, we talked about interest rates and regulations and this type of thing. And then the interest deduction. Right now, if you're own a home and you qualify to take the interest deduction,
mm-hmm.
because remember you automatically get a credit anyway. So, but a lot of people in the Midwest, believe me, in parts of the South, they don't need the interest rate deduction because they already get the standard deduction and their costs are interest
right.
are less than what the deduction
because
is.
The housing prices
yeah
because
so the
much
housing
less.
Prices
yes
so if you're out here in California you got a $600,000-$700,000 or $1 million loan.
Mm-hmm.
You want that.
Or New York. Or,
yeah. Yeah. Or very high priced area.
Yeah.
You want that interest deduction. So,
mm-hmm.
But if you're not, you don't really need it. And we had Mike Thompson, who was at our realtor breakfast a couple of years ago, and he said, look, only a third of Americans use the interest deduction.
Yeah.
So, and
but
for
we
a
sure
politician,
do appreciate it.
Well, yeah, but for a politician, they're going, okay, wait a second, we can get rid of this thing, get more money, and we're only going to piss off like a third of the electorate.
Yeah.
And who cares about them? So, now if it was half of the electorate, then they would probably consider it, but a third of it, they may not. So, we shall see what happens with that deduction. But if it happens, it's going to take a lot of things away from folks. What's
right,
up?
Right. And and in this article from Inman, it was talking about that last year, a tax plan that Trump shared specifically and explicitly mentioned that he would preserve the mortgage interest deduction. Trump's current plan, which is more abbreviated than previous version, does not go into detail about the mortgage interest deduction. So, we shall see.
Yeah, we shall see what goes on with that. So anyway, these are things you're just going to have to watch out for. Like I said, one of the big things is the government-sponsored entities, which are Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And they are the reason we have the rates we do today, I think, because they basically are able to recycle that money. And you write, most lenders write their loans to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac standards.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is it ensures that there's a certain conformity, that people qualify a certain way. So when they send out those big tranches of money, they know they're fairly stable.
Right.
Versus
right.
last time when they were all junk and they told they were stable.
Yes.
So that was a different kind of thing. So anyway, it should
exactly.
be really, really interesting to see what happens.
We
shall stay tuned to that and monitor it, as
we'll
know
keep
we will
here.
On the Real Estate Hour, because that's very important to us. Now, a lot of people, if you're a buyer, okay, there's certain essentials we feel are basic things you should be getting from your agent. So all you buyers, get out your pen and paper there, because one of the things we've run into is we get referred to buyers and maybe who they've worked with another agent or they mm-hmm. haven't been really getting the properties they want. And what we do is we'll run a search for them for properties and they go, oh, my God, where did those come from? and a lot of the times, a lot of realtors and Allie and I believe in full access. We believe in giving you as much information as you can to make up your mind by a property. And that means as many properties, access to many properties you can.
Right. And access that, that you can go in and control and you can look.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to be before I got into the business. But when did it kind of switch over? I remember going to meet with a realtor and got this big printout on that paper with the holes along the edges, and it said, "Here's the houses available."
Now you're dating
yourself. I know. Well, and this was not that long. It wasn't that long ago. I think it was in the late '80s, maybe early '90s, but. Now we give you access to the MLS.
Right.
You've got access through all of the internet sites.
Yeah, it made a big shift, okay? And it was pretty much by, 1995, 2000, around there, where it became more where the MLS used to be the total, you know, purvey of the realtor.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see property, you came to us and we would sit down with you and we'd print out what we wanted you to see.
Exactly.
Right? Now, but then they basically said, okay, we need to get full access to consumers. And there was a lot of lawsuits saying we had to do that. Mm-hmm. So the best way to do it was obviously just give, you know, the consumer access to the MLS.
Right.
Now, in our MLS, you don't get access to the sold comps. Okay, because this is a private MLS, and people don't realize that our MLS is not a public MLS.
Mm-hmm.
If it was, you could all pay dues like we do, all right, and get it. So we have to pay dues to get into that. So
right.
we feel it's a proprietary software, and it's in the sold comparables are for us because basically we're the ones that are paying the dues for it, generating the, you know, the properties where, you know, we go out and negotiate transactions.
Mm-hmm.
We put listings on the market. You know, we monitor them. We sell them, all this kind of stuff. So we feel those listings are ours. But as far as the actives and those type of things,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're readily accessible. So you can look for property. Then you can offer, if you want to see value, you can go to Zillow and get you know, the wool pulled over your eyes. Or
right, yes.
And so you don't want to do that. But the thing is that a lot of agents we talk to or a lot of buyers, they're not getting that access.
Right. And what's horrible about that is so then the access, I mean, there's you know, like you said, Zillow and all that lot of internet, public internet sites, where that's, if you're not getting it from your realtor, you're going to end up there and you're going to get inaccurate information.
Yeah.
You're going to get listings that are coming soon that are looking like they're available, or maybe they sold last month and they're still showing as active for some reason. They're getting better.
Yeah.
But they're still not, you know, they're not as accurate as our MLS. So when we start working with a buyer, we're giving you full access to the client version of the MLS. There's still yeah. confidential information.
Yeah.
We're not going to give you, you know, the code to get through somebody's gate to get in and look
right,
at the property.
Right.
We're, you know, there's and who the other agent is.
Well,
you know, so there's
security, you know, things we need to maintain.
Right, right, and the name of the owner and the
phone
number.
But we had one
number.
Buyer that came to us, and we put her on the site. And we said, "What are you looking for?" She goes, "I'm looking for this and this and that, price range of this. I want to be in these areas,
mm-hmm.
minimum 2-bedroom." We said, "Okay, boom." We sent her, and we sent her like. Well, like 60 listings that came up.
Yeah. So we did a search. And
she went, "Oh my God, where did these come from?" And she'd been looking for property how long now? 3-4 months?
Yeah.
And this agent had told her that, no, you can't get into that. That's only for brokers. So, you know, we're kind of shaking our head going, what? You know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you really need to find out, you know, if you're looking for property now, you don't have access to the MLS. All right.
Right.
You have your own search you can do and all that stuff. Then you need to get a, you know, really talk, have a heart to heart with your realtor, because either they want to, they're a control freak.
Right.
You know, or they don't
want
to.
Right. They want you to think that they're, you know, they're the only ones that can get you this information.
Yeah,
but
which,
it's, you know,
total bogus.
There's access to it, and you should have access to everything. Because, you know, I've found, and I'm sure you have, that buyer will say, this is what I want. You know, so you're searching specifically for that one thing.
Yeah.
And then they drive down the road and they see something and they call you about it. And you're like, well, that's like totally not what you were looking for. You know, but buyers change their mind and they kind of their criteria morphs a little as they start doing their searching.
Yeah, yeah.
So why not have access so that you can see things that, you know, you can see everything, not just what your realtor thinks that you're looking for. And
yeah,
you can go in and
sure.
you can change. So we set you up on a client portal that is a direct link to the MLS. It is the MLS, but it's the client version,
right.
The public, or not even public, it's the one that we have to set you up on.
Yeah.
But you can go in, you can change your search and go, you know what, I don't need 2,000 square feet. I looked at a house, at an open house that was 1,600 and it was perfectly fine. So you can go in there and change your criteria,
right.
Or you can realize you need something bigger or you want something small. You know, so we give you the control and let you go do that yourself. And, you know, we're not hoarding the information.
Well, and what we found out also is that a lot of people don't really want their realtor to grab by the hand to take them in their car and show
them
properties.
Yeah, and some do and some don't. So there's a mix, but yeah.
Right. But the majority of people would like to just go out and see these properties
yeah.
themselves,
mm-hmm.
all right? So what we try to do is give them the ability to do that. But getting back to this one buyer, all of a sudden she saw all these properties. Where did these come from?
Yeah.
Well, they've been there all this time. She says, well, I never saw them.
Yeah.
So the thing is that, you know, you really need to find out is, you know, if you're working with a realtor now, say, and if you're not on the web portal where you can do searches, you say, why am I not?
Yeah. Why am I not?
Yeah, what's with this, you know? Because it turns out this person just was not being shown property, and, you know, and all of a sudden there's now all these great properties she can look at. She's going, holy, totally, where did these come from? So you got to make sure that you have that access to it. Mm-hmm. Then also, you know, if you're looking for a certain price point, say you want something in Santa Rosa for $400,000, you want to be on the east side, you want it to be a single family house. Okay, now, Allie laughs, okay?
I'm sorry. I don't laugh when you call me and say that.
Yeah, we don't go, are you nuts? You know, no, we don't do that. Allie does.
I don't. I'm very compassionate.
But the thing about it is that then we can do a CMA for you, and a lot of agents don't do this. You know, if you're looking for something for $400,000 in the Northeast area,
yeah,
and you want 3.2 and you want 1,500 square feet, we're going to show you, guess what? There's nothing there. Here are the comps.
Yeah.
You know, and we'll sit down with you in the MLS, show you with our laptops, here the search, here's where I'm looking at, the Northeast.
Yeah.
And here,
you know, what you're looking for, this is what it's selling for.
And there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Well, that means, guess what? You know, if your agent was BSing you last time and it was not really telling you what was going on, mm-hmm. you know, you need to sit back and go, oh, well, I guess I can't do that.
Yeah, so you shift a little bit.
Yeah, you shift. You either go to another area or you just raise your price or you take less square footage.
Right.
This type of thing. But that's one of the things we do also. We got to take a break. We'll come back and make Allison can make her point. She had her finger up.
I had my finger.
She had her finger up in the air. Yes. She was going to make it a point. Okay,
no,
right,
we'll
back after these words. We are on Facebook Live right now, so tune us in if you want to see what
that's
we
the Real
look
Estate
like.
Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
On Facebook, like us there. We'll be right back after these words.
Honored by both the Radio and TV Digital News Association and the AP for best newscast in the West. 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO. For
Christmas. We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It's the Real Estate Hour. If you want to be in the home before Christmas, you better give us a call right away. We can do that. There are only about 600 and how many listings?
There are 675 active, which is pretty similar to what it was last week.
You know, I went back through my archives, and I was doing some of my old, looking at my PowerPoint mm-hmm. that I've done, because I'm teaching Monday for Norbar, a class on Know Your Numbers.
Yes,
and I went back to, I think it was 2010 or something? We only had 450.
Wow! Really?
450. So in this
whereas
market,
in the what the REO in the you know in oh, our yeah, we had like 1200 or something.
Sure, and they were flying out the door. But the thing is that you know you're going to see probably coming into the wintertime, it's going to get you know people are not going to be listening to their properties like they do, obviously, in the spring. Mm-hmm. But there still are these top 10 reasons. But before we do that, Allison wanted to make a point regarding buyers. A real quick point.
Too. We were talking about just buyers. If you're looking right now or any time that you're looking, if you're at, you know, say that you qualify up to $500,000. Right. You know, you can buy up to $500,000. And you're looking in the MLS up to $500,000. Just be careful, because if it just came on the market and it's a good property and it's priced well, yeah. You know, talk to your realtor or, you know, give us a call if you don't have a realtor. But really, you know, do you think this is going to get to multiple offers? Is it going to go over? If it's been on the market for 30 days or more, then it makes sense.
So
and
the
you
key,
can maybe,
yeah.
you know, whittle
so maybe,
them down a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe look for properties that are all, because we can do that. We can go back and search 30, 60, 90 days. If you find a property that has been on the market for 30 to 45 to 60 days, there's a couple of things. Number one, it's probably a dog. It hasn't sold yet. It's overpriced, number two. Or number three, it's contingent upon them finding a new property to move into.
Yeah.
And they can't find anything. And so now everybody thinks the property's a dog when it's not really that case at all.
No, I actually eliminated a couple from a list yesterday for that exact reason, because it was contingent on them buying a house. I mean, finding a replacement property. And I don't know what you're looking for. It was contingent on them finding a replacement property, and this buyer needs to buy by the end of the year. So it does, you know, it's almost like buying a short sale, because you don't know. They could back out. They could back out if they decide they can't find a house they want. That gives them. So here you've got your offer accepted. You're, you know, moving along. You're doing your inspections, and they go, you know what? We're just not finding a house that works for us.
That's
so
right.
we're out of here, and, you know, we're taking it off the market. You're done. Now you've lost all that time.
Yeah.
Money
and if you're a seller, you may really think twice about doing that, because the longer
really
you don't find
you.
Anything, you're going to look like a
really
something
yeah.
totally wrong with your property 60 to 90 days down the road. So here are 11 reasons to list during the holidays. We thought it was 10, but it's really 11.
It's 11. There's a bonus.
There's a bonus. Here we have a bonus one. We'll call it 10A or something like that. Okay. you know, and the thing that says the people that look during the holidays are more serious buyers, and I think they are. I think that we have one guy we're working with now who really wants to get into a home before the end of the year, and you know they're out there, they're looking, they really want to buy your house. So
not as many looky-loos.
Yes,
they're serious buyers.
More serious. Okay. And then also, you know, the thing we have is. If you're looking for homes in the wintertime, there's less properties to see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if that's the case, then many buyers may say, "Well, I'm not going to look because there's less properties to look at." But you, the smart buyer, okay, and the
yes,
smart
indeed.
Seller,
yeah.
are saying, "I'm going to put my house on the market now because I'm going to capture those buyers."
And like we said, the serious buyers, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So also then, you know, we have less demand means less money for you. Hopefully, you know, property, you know, prices make it a little softer in the wintertime. And do we have a call?
No.
Oh.
We had a somebody said hello on Facebook. Hi, Stacy.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Stacy. I could see it. Thank you. Hi, Stacy.
Yeah. Anyway, so then houses also, you know, show better during the holidays.
Uh-huh.
You know, unless you go totally berserk with your
right, and
Christmas
there's a fine line.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, and it doesn't have to be Christmas. It's that nice, you know, Thanksgiving, that nice fall. Winter, the fire in the fireplace, just coziness.
Thank God the fire's in the fireplace.
Yeah, and
if the fire was in the living room, Joe, that'd be one heck of a, you know, project.
Oh, stop. No, but that brings up a good point. It's not on here, but warm, you know, along with the holiday ambiance, keep your house warm when it's on the market and you're showing it in the wintertime. I can't tell you how many times I've looked at multiple houses throughout the day, and the ones that we walk into that are warm and cozy are the people like them more.
Yeah.
They go, "Oh, I really liked that house, that," and it's because it was warm. We weren't freezing.
Well, also, you know, if you're selling a vacant house, which I have, you know, a couple coming up here in, you know, shortly, you know, you need to get that thermostat under control.
Yeah.
And tell agents, leave it alone, please. I'm trying to keep the property at a certain ambiance, because nothing's worse than like Ellis says, you walk into a tomb.
Yeah, it's vacant, it's cold.
It's cold, you know, and that kind of thing. So if you're a realtor, you know,
damp.
Most chances are your house will probably be sold in 2 or 3 weeks if it's priced right. So leave the thermostat on there.
Yeah.
Okay. And buyers are more emotional during the holidays. Okay, yeah, so they may more likely pay the price. If they walk into a home that's nicely decorated, you know, restrained, elegant, they'll be going, oh, gosh, I want to leave her so bad.
This yeah.
And that's what staging's all about.
And you could picture yourself here during the holidays and with your family and inviting your friends over and family. So, yeah, and people, you're right, they get more emotional and they make that emotional purchase.
Yeah, and then buyers, they have more time because during the holidays, you know, a lot of people are off and this type of thing. So
yeah, kids are out of school.
Kids are out of school. They can bring the family. Buy and all that kind of good stuff. And then, you know, some people, like Ali said, just have to buy before the end of the year for tax reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I spoke to a gentleman yesterday who we had chatted with. He was going to try to buy something here in Sonoma County, but after we explained to him the investment, you know, capitalization rates, he said, nope, I'm going
somewhere else.
He's going to Maine.
Oh, interesting.
Because he can buy 15 units in Maine for... Oh, gosh, it's just like $300,000
right.
bucks.
But what are the rents?
But it still caps out better. Cash on cash, yeah. All right. And then typically, you know, January is a traditional month where a lot of people start new jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have somebody relocating to the county right now. And you see, a lot of relocation people, they come in here, they have to buy something.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to basically look at any for sale owners because they need somebody that they know if they make an offer, they're going to sell it to them.
Right.
They don't want to work with an amateur. Okay. They don't want to work with two pros, and they want to make sure that there's control within the transaction.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons, and they don't like for sale owners, they just don't want to go there and get stuck into something where the guy says, well, I've changed my mind.
Right. Well, yeah, same with, you know, they don't want somebody that has to find another house either. So like Mike said, really seriously consider that option of putting your house on the market and having to find, you know, subject to finding a replacement home because it's a killer for you.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And then, you know, don't worry about the holidays because we can always, with our MLS, say no showings between, you know, the December 22nd and December
25th. Yeah, you got family coming in. Don't show up Christmas morning, please.
Yeah. You know? Though I tell that horrible story one time where an aged friend of mine had two doctors who insisted on looking at a house on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, you know.
I've had an agent this. I know. I think it was Thanksgiving. I know it's Thanksgiving, but is it okay if we showed? It's like,
well,
no.
Well, but I'll tell you what. You know, this is, I told the story last year because, you know, my client Bev bought a home 2 days before Thanksgiving.
I know.
Yeah, and she got a sweet deal. She had no competition because the people put it on the market because they had just found a house they were buying.
Right. So they had some
motivation.
They had
to sell this thing. They had to get an offer on it. So we came jaunty jolly, you know, along and said, gave them full price. And they said, you got a deal. We went, holy, really?
Yeah.
And so it's all timing is a lot of this stuff. So when everybody's on vacation, all the realtors are out of town, the buyers are out of town. December week, Christmas week, and you're out there looking and you want to get something, you might be very surprised.
Right. So as a seller, you know, it's important to keep your house available as much as you can during the holidays for those buyers that are really seriously looking. And then also, you know, if you're just picking out a realtor, you know, find out what their plans are for the holidays. Are you going to be around? Because I really need you to be available. If an offer comes in or if I have, you know, if I'm a buyer, I need you to be available because I know that I can get in there and get an offer in.
You got it.
On Thanksgiving if I need to.
Yep. And also, you know, because of the tightness in the market right now, you could probably get top dollar still for your home. And then Allie and I could, you know, negotiate an extended stay, you know, maybe, you know, rent back, this type of thing. So that's something we can do so you can maybe leave after the holidays and into January.
Yeah, because there are some buyers that maybe they need to buy by the end of the year, but they don't necessarily want to or need to be moving during the holidays, so we can negotiate a close after the holidays.
Right. And then lastly, you know, if you sell today, you have that money for spring, you can move in with mom and dad.
We've got sellers doing that right now.
Right. Or you can just do temporary housing, and then you have the cash to make a move.
And you're not contingent, way to go. So
okay. Cool. So we're kind of in for the show today. We're going to be out and running around doing some business today, but if you want to talk to us about selling your home or buying a property, give Allison a call, 799-3617. We are all over the station during the week for our advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And we will see you and hopefully put you in a home before Christmas.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, The Kelly Norman Team, Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.